Early in the year, British agriculture was struck by an outbreak of foot and mouth disease. Millions of animals were slaughtered. Foreign tourists canceled their trips to England. The countryside was closed off. To find out how the situation stands today, we turn to Michael Kallenbach of the London Daily Telegraph.
I did speak to some farmers in the last few days who said that luckily things were getting back to normal and that there hadn't been any reports of any foot and mouth cases or outbreaks since September.
Could one say that England is now clear of foot and mouth?
I don't think it's got the all clear yet, because I think there are a lot of investigations going on into the cause of the outbreak and what the government did right or what it did wrong. But I don't think the countryside has been given the all clear yet.
Right. Is it clear yet that the government did the right thing or overreacted? What do people think?
A lot of people think that the government didn't handle it all that well. And the big thing was that the vaccination, whether or not to vaccinate against foot and mouth, and the government repeatedly refused to do it. And in the last few months, one did hear a softening of position, and there were a lot of people who thought by vaccinating it would be the answer. But the problem is this would not enable mean that the cattle could be exported to Europe if they were vaccinated. Another problem for the government is that backbench and opposition MPs are calling for a public inquiry, and the government has said no, there'll be an internal inquiry and the results will be published when known. So people do think that there is some cover-up going on.
Have a lot of farmers just gone, let's say dairy farmers, gone out of business entirely, do you think?
A lot of people have gone out of business, but there has been some agri-monetary compensation from the EU, and the government has helped small businesses along. So it's not on the television screens as it was earlier this year. It's not in the newspapers as it was earlier this year. So you don't hear these stories. And I think farmers are pretty resilient. They seem to get on with things, although the government has encouraged them to diversify and try and get involved in other interests.
And tourism, are the walking paths open, things, people coming back to England?
Oh, the paths are open, and the ramblers and the walkers and the hikers are out and about. But you're never sure if they're Americans or if they're Britons or Europeans. But I think, coming back to September 11th, I think people are afraid to travel. I think the fear now is terrorism rather than foot and mouth, to be blunt about it.
In the meantime, British people eating less beef?
No, it's made no difference at all. People are eating beef before. There's no scare at all, and except the vegetarians, of course, are worried. But I don't think people have cut beef consumption at all.
Mr. Kallenbach, thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Michael Kallenbach is reporter for the London Daily Telegraph. Tomorrow, we'll update some other stories that made news in 2001.